number two here on Friday. It's Joe Beamer on WBEN. How's everyone doing this morning? Working from home? Maybe doing a little homeschool? Helping the kids with their homework? Whatever it is you're doing through these difficult times, I'm glad you are spending a few hours with us here on WBEN. Asking you, what is the new normal? Look into the future. This summer, next fall, what are we going to be doing differently once we defeat this virus? What precautions will we take from the guidelines and apply to everyday life? I'm taking your calls on that. Also, I'd like to know, my buddies, my friends Ryan and Natalie, their son Eli turns 5 today, or tomorrow. I think he turns 5 tomorrow. The party was supposed to be tomorrow. Now, he's a 5-year-old. Obviously, he can only understand so much of what's going on. But he was supposed to have a big birthday party to celebrate that 5th year. Obviously, that had to be canceled. And Ryan and Natalie are looking for clever ideas to make him still feel special, still enjoy his special day, still have an awesome celebration. If you have ideas, 803-0930, some ideas we can pass along to them down in Charlotte to still enjoy Eli's 5th birthday. I think the first thing is to tell him, hey, once this passes, we're going to have a huge celebration. But what's something they can do now to make him feel special? Remember, he's 5. He doesn't know what's going on. I mean, to an extent, he doesn't know what's going on. You know, he's not able to see his friends. He sees his parents talking to their friends on video chats, working from home. So what's a way this weekend that they can celebrate his birthday? And also, we had the employment report come out a few hours ago. Well, what's next? All right, we heard the governor say yesterday, he showed a chart that says this peak will be May and June, and that we won't be on the down until August. Well, if that's the case, more and more people will be without a job, more and more companies are going to be without any kind of income. Will another stimulus package be necessary? Will we see another stimulus package that'll help small business, that'll help hotels and food industry, which saw the biggest of the layoffs in the last month was the hospitality and food industry? And remember, those numbers are from March 12th. Think of all that's happened since March 12th. So the April jobs report, well, I mean, I think we can all brace ourselves for what's going to happen there. What does the federal government need to do next? What is that next stimulus package going to look like? Will it be checks for everybody, just like the one that we are starting to see the benefits of? Is it going to be necessary? And did you just lose your job? Tell me about that experience applying for unemployment. Also, maybe you're one of those essential businesses that's hiring right now. You know, you see the supermarket, you see the now hiring sign outside. Are you a business, a local business, that is deemed essential, that's actually hiring? Can take in a few that have been laid off or maybe furloughed. 803-0930. We'll take your call as well. Let's kick things off. I'm also asking for book recommendations. Don't forget, Brian Mazurowski, Susan Rose, they discovered earlier this week that I have not read a book in a decade. Now, I've skimmed through a book. I've read portions of a book. I have not read a book cover to cover in 10 years. So by noon, I have to have a book to read. And Joan in Buffalo has that recommendation. Joan, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. I am really excited about, I belonged to a book club when I retired 15 years ago. And there are three books that just I have never forgotten, but read them 15 years ago. The first book is called Unbroken by Laura Hillenbrand, H-I-L-L-E-N-B-R-A-N-D. And it is a it's a true story. I believe it was made into a movie, and it's a tribute to a man by the name of Louis Lamparini. And Louis starts out as just a very delinquent teenager. I mean, he got into all kinds of trouble. He became he was a member of a street gang, so on and so forth. His older brother, in terms of trying to get him out of trouble, got him into running. And so here's the thing. He competed in the 1936 Olympics, actually met Hitler. And then in World War II, he became an airman. He actually piloted a B-24 bomber. And the story goes on, when his bomber crashed in the Pacific Ocean in 1943, he remained afloat in the Pacific on a raft for 4 months. The story is very, very inspirational. Again, it's a true story, and it became a movie.
Well, Joan, thank you for those recommendations. I've got them written down. We will take a look at them. That's Joan in Buffalo opening up a line for you at 803-0930. Tell me, what will the new normal look like once this is passed? Ideas to replace a five-year-old's birthday celebration and unemployment. Are you one of the many unemployed that have been trying to get through to sign up for unemployment benefits? And are you an essential business looking to hire? 803-0930, star 930. The text board also open at 3930. It's Joe Beamer. It's Friday here on News Radio 930 WBEN. David Bellavia will be joining us, and he will take you till 3 o'clock. And yes, it might not be my first book, because I have to get myself back into the reading groove. You know what I mean? I haven't read a book cover to cover in 10 years. So I have to get back into the reading groove. But one of the first books I read will be House to House by David Bellavia. Do not worry. I will obviously read that. I think it probably adds to it that I know the guy. I've worked with David now for almost 10 years. So definitely will be reading that. But thank you for the suggestions. Let's get to the calls here on WBEN, and we will go to Williamsville and talk to Madeline. Madeline, good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to call and say a couple of things that I hope continue after this is all said and done is just like the sense of community that I've seen with people supporting like healthcare workers and like law enforcement officers, people working in grocery stores, all the essential workers that usually get taken for granted. But that now, you know, people are realizing how important they are. And also, I hope people don't take for granted the simple things in life. I work in healthcare, so because I am trying to keep myself and my loved ones healthy, I've been staying away from people like my parents and close friends that I don't work with. Actually, I don't really see them outside of work anyway, but it's just been weird to not be able to go over to my parents' house and, you know, hug them or go visit the dogs and hang out with friends. But so I think it's going to really let people realize what's important in life, and I hope that sticks with people.
Yeah, you know what, Madeline, I'm hoping that as well, you know, not taking things for granted, because we have everything on demand now, right? You can sit down on the couch and watch literally anything you want to on one of many streaming services. It was that you can just pick up your phone and get whatever you want delivered to the house. So hopefully after this all passes, we won't take seeing our friends for granted or seeing family or those very important, essential people who right now are on the front lines of this. Hopefully we keep that appreciation for them.
Yes, and also a special shout out to the respiratory therapists that aren't getting the attention but are definitely incredibly important and putting themselves at very high risk for taking care of everybody.
Great point, Madeline. Thank you so much for the call.
Yeah, no problem.
That's Madeline in Williamsville opening up a line for you. Now, we're also asking your suggestions for my buddy, Rhino. His son, Eli, was supposed to have a very important birthday party tomorrow. Unfortunately, with the circumstances, obviously he cannot. What is a nice suggestion so he can still have an all-out celebration? And Megan in Lancaster has one. Megan, good morning.
Hi, Joe. A friend of mine, her daughter turned 16, and she was faced with a similar thing. Obviously, she's a little older, so she can understand. But 16 is still a big deal. Like, she can't go to the DMV and get her permit. You know, all the things that we all did or looked forward to when we were 16.
I bet my parents wished that when I was 16, I couldn't go get my permit.
Exactly. So what you did is they organized a social distance driving parade by the birthday girl's house at a designated time. So they all met down the street in their street. They had an elementary school at the end of the street. So everybody met there at a designated time, and they put her in a chair in her driveway. And then for 3 minutes, people drove by and honked the horn. They had decorated their cars. They had signs for her. Even Tonawanda police officer joined the parade. And it cheered her up, but it made everybody part of it feel really good, too. And even I wasn't able to be part of it because I was quarantined at the time. But I was watching on Facebook, and it was like a feel-good thing. It was like people joined in, and then I've seen that happen with other people as well.
Megan, we will pass that on. Now, you mentioned you were quarantined. There seems to be a story there. Had you been exposed to the coronavirus?
Well, what happened was my son is a nurse, and a friend of his is an anesthesiologist, and they were out socially, but that anesthesiologist had found out after the fact that one of the patients he had intubated tested positive for corona. Because my son is a nurse and started showing symptoms, he was tested and was positive. Because my husband and I had been around him, he doesn't live with us, but because we had been around him, we were also quarantined. So the health department would call us twice a day and ask for our temperature and our symptoms. I was very impressed with how much information they provided to us. Just they were a real lifeline for us and for my son. The Lancaster Police Department also dropped off a care package at his house with extra thermometer, some wipes, antiseptic gel, you know, hand sanitizer. And just, again, more information and them as a contact if he needed anything.
All right. Now, your son's doing okay?
He's great. He's a nurse. He's back to work. That's what he felt the worst about, is that he wasn't able to do what he's trained to do. He's there to help people. And he, you know, wasn't able to do that. So he felt the worst that he wasn't able to be, helping his fellow, you know, staff at the hospital. He's hoping that they do come around with like that treatment where people that have had the virus are able to be plasma donors, because anything he can do to help people. He and my daughter are both healthcare workers. She's a physical therapist, and she's been reassigned to the emergency department to do screenings and things like that. But I'm worried as a mom, but I'm very proud that they take this commitment that they've made to healthcare so serious, and that not to say they're not afraid, because they are, but they know that and they really care about the people that are there. And my daughter had to sit with a man whose wife came in and found out that she died, and he was all by himself. He was an elderly man. And she said she couldn't even hug him because, you know, of the social distancing. So the only thing I could do for him is give him a dry mask. And she said, as a healthcare person that's trained to be with people and, you know, loves people and helping people, it just broke her heart. So it's been a psychological burden for them more than a physical burden because they just feel so helpless. But I'm, like I said, I'm very proud of them and all the people that they work with. And like the person just mentioned about the respiratory therapist, there's other healthcare people that are reassigned for what they normally do. And for her, I mean, she's always appreciated what nurses and doctors do and what her brother does. But to see it firsthand and see, you know, how exhausted they are, and yet they still are there to take care of people they've never met before, she said is just like reinforced her her drive to be proud to be a healthcare professional.
Yes, and our thoughts are with them. Our appreciation is with them and with everyone in the medical field. They really are the heroes on the front lines. Megan, thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
Joe, can I say one more thing?
You sure can.
Okay, so I work for the Child Advocacy Center, and unfortunately, with all the kids being home, we know that, maybe a lot of people don't know, that the most common abuser for kids is their parents or the people that they live with. So with the kids being confined to their houses, potentially with people that have hurt them or will continue to hurt them, April has always been Child Abuse Prevention and Awareness Month. Today is Wear Blue Day. On Wednesday, we planted 3,000 pinwheels at 768 Delaware, which is on the corner of Summer and Delaware, and it represents the number of children each year that are abused in Erie County. And that doesn't even represent the amount. That's the ones that we know of. There's many others that are abused that we never even get to because it's so underreported, because it's the people they live with, and the kids are, you know, helpless to know, what do I do? Who do I go for help? So I'm just putting this out there. If you know of a child that's in danger, we're around to make kids safe. Light up your houses blue, share the information, make sure the kids in your lives know that you who the safe people are in their lives, and we can all do a better job of keeping our kids safe in the community.
Megan, great point. Thank you so much for that, and have a good weekend. That's Megan in Lancaster. Could play the song all the way to the end. Mark Morrison, Return of the Mac. Yes, I usually play that to open up the 11 o'clock hour, but with the governor speaking at 11, we might not get that chance. And what is a Friday without Mark Morrison, Return of the Mac? That's one thing that'll never change. Through the good, through the bad, Mark Morrison, Return of the Mac will play here on Fridays. Don't you worry about that. It's really interesting. You know, I've been playing that now. I've had the Friday show for 8 months. And when I would fill in, I would always play that as the 11:30 bump. So I've been playing that for over a year now. And last week, I had three or four people either reach out to me on the text board or on Facebook asking for the song. So I'm glad most of you out there like it. And I hope even through the time like this, it's interesting how music can kind of put you in a better mood. So I hope that even if you're having a bad day or, you know, having a tough time, maybe really frustrated, on edge, which we can all relate, I'm hoping that at least there's some entertainment here on my show, here on Sandy's show, with Tom. I'm hoping that we're getting you the information, but maybe we're also putting a smile on your face. I hope so, at least. And I hope everyone has a good weekend. You know, I've said, as this has been going on, no matter what my topic is, if you want to call in and just vent, and keep it clean, by the way, you can always do that. Be it here on the Friday show, be it on the Hardline on Sunday, one of the evening shows I do. Whenever, if you need to vent, you will always have a forum when I'm on the air. So I'd like to remind people that. Today we're talking about the new normal once we defeat coronavirus. What will it look like? What will be done differently than was done a few months ago? My buddy's five-year-old son was supposed to have a birthday party tomorrow. It was canceled, obviously. But what are ways that they can help him still have a great, awesome fifth-year celebration? And unemployment, it's on the rise. It'll continue to rise. Is there another stimulus bill in the future? And yes, I'm asking for your book recommendations. I am an hour and 17 minutes away from submitting a book that I will read and give a book report on. It'll be the first book I read in a decade. Here on WBEN, let's go out to Clarence and talk to Kathy. Kathy, good morning. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning. I have some ideas on the five-year-old's birthday party. Joe, I think that we as a human race can see a lot of value with just going back to the basics, using creativity, putting a smile on a child's face without even leaving the house or spending a lot of money. I thought, first of all, it would be fun if everybody in the family dressed up for the day in the child's favorite color. So if the child's color is green, everybody scour your closets and try to dress in green. No matter how goofy you look, I think it would just really be fun for the child. I also thought of making a fort with blankets and sheets, putting them across tables and chairs, and every kid loves forts. And then to make it even better, y'all make a picnic lunch, and mom and dad too, crawl into the fort and have lunch in the fort. How cool is that?
That is a great idea. And Kathy, I would say not only kids like forts, okay? I still like to make a fort every now and then.
Kudos to you then, Joe. Kudos to you. That's great. I also thought about dancing. You know, turn on the music. Sometimes it could be a children's song, but also you can introduce your children to songs that you like, songs that you dance to at your wedding or whatever, and just pick the child up, twirl around the room, just have some fun. I mean, that those kind of giggles are priceless. A lot of kids today like to pretend that they're walking on hot, if they try to avoid walking on hot lava. So if you rearrange the living room couches or furniture and try to have like almost like an obstacle course where they have to jump. Some parents may not want to do this, but I'm a grandmother. I let my kids do this. The grandkids do this. They jump from couch to chair to the mantle, the hearth on the fireplace, and they are trying to avoid the floor because it's hot lava. So it's cool.
Oh, yeah.
I also had one other idea to go down to the basement, dust off the ping pong table or the pool table, the foosball table, tables that you don't technically always use instead of you just throw stuff on top of them. But dust those off, open those up, and have a tournament with the kids. Teach them how to maybe play ping pong. If it's a five-year-old, maybe they've never played it before. But just have fun. In the context of your own home, I think what you're doing is you're showing them that there's value in just time together. It doesn't have to be at a big expensive place with a lot of big, you know, blow-up toys or arcade machines or tons of presents from screaming kids. It can just be time with the family in a special way. One other thing that people may not be doing a lot of lately is bake the birthday cake with the child. Let them lick the beaters.
Well, and Kathy, I'll tell you right now, I know that's one thing they are going to do. So I know they've got the cake covered, and they will be making that.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Well, Kathy, thank you so much for the suggestions, and I hope you have a great weekend.
Okay, Joe. Thanks a lot.
Thanks. It's Kathy and Clarence with some great suggestions, opening up a line for you at 803-0930. You know, she was talking about building a fort and doing things like that. So during the week, I mean, we're stuck at home, right? We're stuck at home for weeks and weeks. I'm fortunate. I get to come here 6 days a week. But once I leave, I go home. And it's the same. I love home. Don't get me wrong. Love it. But, you know, knowing that you're going to be there for at least another month without being able to visit family or friends. So during the week, we decided, you know what? Let's have a little fun. Let's switch things up. So midweek, we decided, you know what? We're going to sleep on the couch and act like it's a sleepover. And you know what? It was pretty cool. Kind of got your mind off of things for a night. You know, reality out the door. Watched a few movies. Popped some popcorn. You know, good, clever ideas like that to, you know, forget reality for a little bit. So I will always be throwing a little positivity out there, just so you know. I think it's important to keep it positive. It's important to switch things up within your home, okay? Remember, we don't have to look at this negatively. We don't have to harp on the negative. We can be positive. Switch things up. Keep a routine. Go outside, clear your head. All right? I know how much you time or how much me time is important to most people. You can find that. Okay? Again, it's getting nicer outside. So you can be outside. Say, hey, I need to walk. You don't need to yell, I need to walk. I need to get out of here. But you can say, hey, guys, you know what? I just need some me time. I'm going for a walk around the block. Simple stuff like that really do take some of the stress away. So I hope everyone is doing that. I hope everyone is trying to stay positive, as difficult as that is. And I also don't agree with the texter who said, Joe, enough of your crappy bumps. I disagree. You can criticize every other bump I had today, but Mark Morrison, Return of the Mac, I won't take criticism on that. It's Joe Beamer. It's Friday. We're back after this. Joe Beamer with you on a Friday morning. As always, great to be with you, Buffalo. Hope everyone is doing well, be it working from home, helping the kids with their homeschooling, whatever it is you're doing. I'm happy you brought us along here on WBEN. Let's go out to Lancaster and talk to Mary. Mary, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Joe. Joe, I'll start with the suggestions for the little boy's birthday.
Okay, yeah.
This might sound old-fashioned, but I think what the parents could do is contact the parents of the kids that they were going to invite to the party, or their little friends, and ask the parents to have the kids draw a picture, you know, like write a little note and draw a picture of what they would have given him, or ask, you know, like wish him happy birthday, like a little card and all that stuff, and then send it to him, and then he'll have like a shower of cards on his birthday, and then that way the parents could make a, you know, like a album or something, and then put all those little cards in there, and then the kid can reread them, and then next year on his birthday he can see what he did this year. And that would be like a priceless thing for him. It would be like, actually, with this, the conditions that they're in with this crisis, I think that little child would have a nice, a permanent memory to show his friends, like, or even when they're older, you know, that'll be like a historical little thing for him.
Yeah, and you know, that's a great idea, Mary. And also, it'll keep some communication with those friends that he's not able to hang out with.
It'll only cost him 50 cents.
That's right.
The book I wanted to recommend the book for you.
Okay.
George Orwell's 1984.
You know, I've heard so much about this book, Mary.
You've got to read that because it's almost scary now. I think I've mentioned this to Sandy a couple times, but with all the things, it's supposed to be fiction, but I mean it's like fact now, and I think that is coming true. And people should reread that and find out. Because it's all control, and it's definitely how at the end of, you know, like, I don't want to spoil it for you, but you'll find that what happened to this guy at the end, the year that he predicted this would happen, you know, it's just like constantly taking over, like, you know, the thought police and all this stuff, and people spying on each other, and the TVs inside, you know, monitoring everybody. And it's a fantastic book, and I would think that you would love to read that. I mean, I you would get a lot out of it. And then that's the book I would recommend.
Well, Mary, that is going on the list, because you know what? I've heard so much about that book, and you're right. That is something I definitely have to read. I got to get into this groove of reading, Mary. I think once I read one, I'll be back.
Start with that one. That is fantastic. And then you know, maybe talk to some people that are, you know, like, and I also read a lot of comic books. I mean, not comic books, but, you know, like humorous books, you know, like funny things. And then, but after that book, you know, go into like good fiction and good comedy.
Mary, sounds great. Hey, you have a great weekend, okay?
You too, dear. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Mary in Lancaster, opening up a line for you at 803-0930. Someone on the text board says, have your friends use the Zoom app and invite family and friends to link into it for a virtual birthday party. You know, Zoom meetings have been great these last few weeks. Wednesday, before I went on the air, Wednesday around 6, I was on the air at 8 Wednesday, me and a bunch of buddies from college did a FaceTime meeting. There were 4 of us, and we did a FaceTime meeting and just caught up, saw how everyone was doing, had a nice conversation. And again, it wasn't all people from Buffalo, but it's funny. My one buddy, who just moved back to Western New York. Now, I knew he had moved back to Western New York, but I didn't know where in Buffalo he was living. Turns out he lives right down the street from me. He lives right down Southwestern. So once the coronavirus has been contained and we defeat this, I know that I can now go meet up with my my friend who lives less than a mile down the road. So these are a cool way to stay in touch. Tomorrow, my dad and a bunch of family members, and I'm going to jump on as well, are doing a Zoom meeting happy hour. I'm looking forward to that. Tonight, we're going to do Zoom or Google Hangouts. Power Hour, and then maybe play some of those Jackbox games that you can hook up to the TV. If you have one of the cameras on that, then you can all sign in like you're all in that room together and play the game. Hey, obviously it would be more ideal if we could all just hang out like we're used to. And believe me, we will be able to again. But this is the second best thing. It's like you guys are right in the room together, having fun conversation, talking over one another, which always happens in a regular meetup. So it's a second option that'll pass, right? So it's nice to have those, and definitely I hope my friends take advantage of it and maybe have some of the friends that were supposed to be at that party on Zoom meeting. All right. So the governor is supposed to speak any minute now. Once he does, we'll take it live. If he hasn't, by the time Randy's done with news, I'll be back. If I'm not, I hope you all have a great weekend. Stay safe. Stay home. We'll talk to you Sunday on Hardline.